The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. But I'm trying not to let it go. Good morning, Pikes Peak region and podcast listeners. I am Jay right here in the KRDO studios. Or if you are on your podcast platform, I am your Spotify, Google, iTunes rep. And you've tuned in to the Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, where you and I spend time every week talking for 45 to 50 minutes about mortgage, about real estate, about the economy with interest rates, with inflation, with retirement, possibly some investment property topics. But today, I get down to nuts and bolts. I laughed with my radio producer, Matt, when I did this promo last week that we needed to talk about the Fed fund and prime interest rate because we have been on an absolute roller coaster ride over the last 7 years, but over the last 15 months, we have been up that high impact increase of interest rates like you're sitting in the back of a roller coaster as it clicks to the top of the mountain. And I'm telling you, folks, that's the conversation today. We're almost to the top. I knew that the Fed was going to increase the Fed fund rate one more time, which now brings the prime interest rate, which affects your credit cards, your car loans, your line of equities, and everything down the channel to your construction and into your mortgage loans. But I have a conversation about what the rest of the year is going to look like. I come from the perspective of a licensed loan originator. I have swam in these interest rate and mortgage waters for over 20 years. With Churchill Mortgage right now, licensed loan originator, since the requirement was started in 2009, and originating loans since I was moonlighting in the military from 1998 to 2000, and here every single day, month, and year for you to answer questions, navigating what is most likely the largest investment, the largest financial decision that 95% of us will make in our life. Yes, there's 64 to 65% of us that own our home, and making an investment for $100,000 or $300,000 or some of us $700,000 loans is a big decision to make, and I want to be here for you. I'm available at 719-330-1457. I want to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction. We have a local team here in Colorado Springs, but we are in almost all of the states, 48 out of 50 states with Churchill Mortgage. I am personally licensed to help you in over 20 states now, and I'm going to have a conversation with the drumroll, Matt, about the Fed rate hike forecast for the remainder of 2023. The Fed, which I referred to in brief, is the Federal Reserve, headed by J.J.J. Powell. And you know, Janet Yellen was his predecessor, and now she is like the Treasury Secretary. So we've got some talking heads in these positions that have had to navigate, much by their own doing with this administration and the existing and previous Congress, deal with out-of-control inflation. So some of the things I want to talk about today is, first of all, why have we experienced, you and I, everybody here within the Pikes Peak region, state of Colorado, and the whole country, why have we experienced extreme change in the interest rate market, and how has that occurred? How is it impacted and affected by the inflationary hedging that's been going on, basically the cost of our living? And why has that happened out of the blue? Highest inflation in 40 years, and now we're going on highest interest rates in that same time frame, the highest in 25 to 40 years back to the 1990s and now the 1980s. And really, what does this mean for you and I personally, our local, state, and national forecast. Are we in the middle of it? Do we still have more roller coaster track to climb and tick, 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 tick up before we start to level off and go down? And then the bottom line is what we can do right now in reacting to this. I'm also going to have a great friend and partner of mine, Kelsey Salmon from Springs Body Sculpting, this morning. Very, very important. She's got a live event going on as we interview on the radio. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show, and call me during the break, 719-330-1457, to get a seat in my next investment property class, which is Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. That's a Tuesday. Call me at 719-330-1457 to get yourself a seat in Investment Property 201. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Well, a jackrabbit running down the gold for hold. Some was in the back room counting my gold. Jibber dancing on the telephone line. A man's on the way and I'm out of time.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m. Here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
Hey, where's the beat?
Make a getaway. Pay for the wine, pay for the song. Pay when you're right, pay when you're wrong. Tax man coming with the paper in the hand. Take my house and take my land.
Well, what a beautiful Saturday morning we have in Colorado here. A little bit of heat. Hopefully, even though it's not on the forecast, we'll get some rain today. If not, be patient. It'll be around tomorrow. If you're listening Sunday, I'm praying for more rain. What a wet and wonderful winter we've had in Colorado. I'm Jay, the host of the Jay Garvin Show right here. And today I'm having a conversation with you. I want to walk you through the Federal Reserve rate hike and a forecast for the second half of 2023. As most of you know, in July, during the meeting this 10 days ago, they went ahead, the Federal Reserve and the nine different regionals voted to increase the Fed funding rate another 0.25%. And now I want to give you a vast overview here. Please, you can call me at 719-330-1457. These are a lot of numbers, ebb and flow of the economy. And what I want to share with you in a nutshell, whether it is effective or not, the Federal Reserve, which is interesting, formed in the 1920s, is neither a federal institution nor is it a type of reserve. It's basically a board that controls the federal funding rate, which then directly impacts what we call the prime interest rate. And when you look at your credit cards, when you look at car loans, when you look at installment loans, like buying a TV, if you look at line of equities, which you have your HELOCs, which is your home equity line of credit, and then you just have your line of equities, you have second mortgages, you have first primary mortgages with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And then, of course, you have commercial loans, building buildings, construction sites where you see bulldozers and dirt. All of those are tied to the Fed funding rate. And from my perspective and my understanding, the basic purpose from a practical standpoint with the Federal Reserve and the Federal Reserve Chairman, Jerome J. Powell, is to either accelerate and incentivize economic activity, or in the stage, the phase, the time period that we're in, is to actually slow down and decrease and suppress economic activity. Many times they refer to a soft landing. And over the history of the Fed fund rate, I could go all the way back to 1914 and 1920s, 29, when the Fed Reserve was created. But for common practices today, I just want to talk of the most recent significant shift that a majority of us experienced, which was the Great Recession that really came in relatively fast between 2006 and 2008. And I'm talking specifically just about the Fed fund rate and the prime interest rate, to where in 2008, the Fed fund rate was at like 3.5% and the prime interest rate was like at 7.75%. That's relatively high, but from 1998 all the way to 2006, we had a relatively strong economy, very balanced and measured inflation that was definitely below 4%, but many times as low as 2%. And 2% inflation on an annual basis is the target rate for the Federal Reserve. So they try to increase the Fed fund rate and prime interest rate to slow that down, or they decrease the Fed fund rate and the prime interest rate in order to encourage economic activity and spending. And if you remember all the way back to 2001, the infamous speech that George Bush gave about standing on the top of the rubble in New York City, he said, "Hey, Americans, this is a time of great turmoil and anxiety. The best way that you can help your fellow American is to spend money, go out and economically live your life." Because there are four separate sectors to the economy, you know, one known as the GDP, the gross domestic product. And one of those four sectors, of course, is American consumer spending. Now, the bad part of that, another sector of that, is government spending. The one sector that we've lost that our 45th president, Donald Trump, tried to re-engage was the production and the creation and the distribution and the actual distribution of product, making things, sending things abroad, exporting American products instead of importing American products. But fast forwarding to 2008, when that same president, George W. Bush, was doing his best with the help of Congress and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and other institutions to promote home ownership, there was a lot of really poorly constructed mortgage products where you didn't need to put any money down on a house. You just needed to blow your hot breath on a mirror, and if you fogged it up, they'd give you a loan. A lot of these were known as NINA loans, no income, no asset loans, liar's loans, yet option arms, where instead of a fixed mortgage, you could have all these options. And what happened is that house of cards fell apart. It was a very bad time to do that, because in 2006, that's exactly 60 years from 1946, the first year that a baby boomer was born. And there's 78 million consumers that the typical American did not know that was starting to step into their retirement years, turning the age of 60, when you go from your most productive years, which really is from 40 years old to 60 years old, and then after 60, you start to get into your retirement, or what I call your investment hoarding years. And mortgages were attractive, therefore real estate was attractive, but the bubble was about to burst, and it did burst. And this, I'm explaining this because this is the first time in our generation, the last 25 years, that the Fed Reserve and the Fed funding rate went from 3.5% down to 0.25% in less than 20 months, after it was untouched basically for 7 years, from 2001 through 2007. And we literally went from 3.5% to 3% to 2.5% to 2.25% to 1.75%, and then slam in 2008. They went all the way down to 0.25% Fed funding rate, and for the first time in decades, a prime interest rate of only 3.25%, and then mortgages at this point were at about 4.25%. And this was to encourage Americans to engage in economic activity. It was very, very tough. In real estate, we went from 1,000 to 2,000 to 4,000 to 5,000 to 6,000 homes on the market every single month that built from 2008, 9, 10, and 11. Until I launched this radio program in January of 2012, there was so many more houses than anybody was willing to buy because of the stagnation and the fear in the economy. And then from 2008 to 2009, all the way through 2011, 12, 13, 14, we sat in what we refer to looking back as the Great Recession. Now, because I started to read books from economists like Harry Dent with the Roaring 2000s, I started to figure out that this was simply a supply and demand thing. If there were 78 million baby boomers that were starting to retire and downsize their life and go into their less productive years, and there was only 40 to 50 million Gen Xers like me, born from 1964 to 1980, if there was 10 houses available and only two people wanted them, they, of course, were going to be more affordable. Buyers were going to be able to get things at beatnik bottom line prices. Sellers were going to need to do anything they could to sell it. And, of course, a lot of people didn't. They went into foreclosure. But in 2015 and 2016, and then creeping into 2017 and then 2018, the Fed fund rate started to inch up from that 0.25% up little notches at a quarter of a point apiece in 2015 to where the Fed fund rate went up to like 0.75. And then in 2017 and 18, it went up to 1.25 and 2.25. And by this time, we had the prime interest rate that was creeping up to 5 to 6%. Pretty level. Now, what that means is that you could go get a car loan for like prime interest rate plus 2. So back in 2008 in the Great Recession, you could get a car loan even if it wasn't a promotional buy a new Chevy or Ford and get 0% financing for 12 months. You could go into a bank and get a loan on that car for 4 to 6% very easily. And this promoted economic activity. This is where the Federal Reserve was trying to promote economic activity. The spending portion by Americans of the gross domestic product, GDP. Now, I personally think as George W. Bush and Obama was focusing more on American spending as more and more manufacturing deteriorated and was sent overseas to Asia, primarily China, and all of this, blah, 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 they were trying to build what I think was a faulty recovery. But it is what it is, and I think that's why the recovery from 2016 up through the pandemic of 2020 was so authentic, because United States started to create exports, become a leader in oil, get away from the terrible NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement, was definitely rigged against America and allowed the greedy capitalists to take as much of their manufacturing overseas, give the blue-collar jobs to other countries, and then fill the pockets. And I'm a capitalist, but this is what happened. We call it the Rust Belt. You know, starting down in Ohio, all the way up and through the Midwest, through Chicago and Milwaukee, where I grew up, all the way north to Detroit, it was obvious. And it spread all the way out to Pennsylvania and steel production, and then even hit home in Colorado or along the Front Range to include Pueblo and all of that. But the prime interest rate started to rise and the Fed fund rate started to rise. We even had the 45th President Donald Trump complaining that Janet Yellen was increasing and slowing down the economy that he worked so hard. But again, their goal was to keep inflation around 2%. And we successfully did that, folks. But where I'm going to go into next is, why did it change so abruptly? We know that is because of inflation and their fear and their attempt to tame it. But why in God's name did inflation increase in 2021 a little bit, massively in 2022, and here still into 2023? And the answer to that is the pandemic and the fact that our government officials printed money like they had not printed since World War II. And there were no war bond drives either. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to have a conversation about that and take some time to promote a very important live activity that's going on this morning right after the break. And call me at 719-330-1457 to get a seat available for you right now for free at my next investment property class coming up Tuesday, the 22nd of August at 6:30 p.m. 719-330-1457. Call me. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Should 5% appear too small? Be thankful I don't take it all. tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man.
Gonna get myself, gonna get myself, gonna get myself connected. I ain't gonna go blind when the light we're just reflected.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m. Here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show right here on KRDO or possibly a podcast on any one of your platforms. You can get a hold of me directly at 719-330-1457. Today, I've been talking about the Fed fund rate increase that just happened this last week.
Housekeeping.
And what the forecast is. And I'm telling you, with our economy, there is healthy times and there's unhealthy times. And we are coming into one of those times right now where the economy is tougher, inflation is high. And that's why I focus on helping you understand it, and most importantly, sharing with you that economic strength or weakness is one thing, but your body health and strength and weakness is at a whole nother level of importance. And this morning, Kelsey, how are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. Good morning.
Kelsey is from Springs Body Sculpting, and this is an actual first in the whole studio in the years that you've been here. We, of course, promote with you personal health, personal self-image, which is so important. Because I tell you guys, you know, you can't take the mortgages of the homes with you, just your relationships, your memories, and again, your health and well-being. And for the very first time in all the months that you've ever been and years that you've been on this show, we're going right from the studios today to a wonderful open house right at Springs Body Sculpting.
Well, actually, it's for VKMD, as Institute of Medical Aesthetics,
VKMD,
owned by the same owners.
Owned by the same owners. Yes. And is it going to be at the same location?
So it'll be at our school, which is just down the street from our med spa.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
It's an occupational school where we train and educate and certify through the state estheticians.
Wow. So spending time celebrating the trainers and the technicians that go through, what is it, like a occupational esthetician school?
That's exactly what it is. So if
Explain that to the radio listeners.
So if you've ever wanted to expand your profession or journey into, you know, skin, makeup, beauty, hair, like, or even medical aesthetics, you start with getting your esthetician license, and it is a state license and certification. You have to actually go through an accredited school that is able to go through the state and works with DORA, DPOS, Department of Occupational Schools. Took us a couple years to open it because we had to ensure that we had everything in place and curriculum and instructors to then train and certify future professional estheticians who now want to enter professionally into the aesthetic world of skincare, skin treatments, advanced skin treatments, professional and at home. But really, it's an occupational esthetician school where we are able to certify you to then go out in the world and be a professional skin expert.
Well, fantastic. And it's not a lot different from a lot of the tradesmen out there that will get training, certifications in
license
in electricians, in welders, in plumbers, stuff
exactly.
like that. And this is in the world of esthetician and beauty. But tell us about the actual event. What are you guys going to have, activities?
We'll have a lot of booths. We have raffles, giveaways, samples of skincare products, some stuff that my current students are also learning to formulate. We're giving away a scholarship, a full-ride scholarship to the actual school.
That's a six-month scholarship, a six-week scholarship.
It's for the whole aesthetics course.
Okay.
So it's 600 hours for general aesthetics. That's your foundation.
Wow.
So that is a $10,900 value that will be giving a full scholarship to one lucky student. So when they come there, they, you know, enter a raffle and we will be picking from there. We also will be giving discounts off of our tuition to anybody who shows up and decides to sign up and wants to do it. So we are also going to have some food there. The mayor's supposed to be there for a couple minutes.
Fantastic.
So we're going to have a little, one of those big scissors where you cut the ribbon. We've been open since January. We've already had some graduating students from our first class. We're really proud of them, and our second class, because it was a 5.5 month course. We graduated 10 graduates from both of those because we keep our classes small so that we can have a better quality, more intimate education for them one-on-one.
Yeah, and that scholarship of 600 hours is more than 15 weeks, you know, with 8-hour days if you break it down. So that's
It's 20 weeks, actually. It's 5 months.
It's a significant investment, and you're saying that Mayor Yemi should be down there for a short bit.
Bet so.
Fantastic. And you guys are going to be outside the building and inside the building. Share the address.
It is 1910 Vindicator Drive, Suite 100.
And kind of as the crow flies, explain to people where that is in town.
That is, if you are coming from Garden of the Gods, it's Garden of the Gods and Centennial, just a little bit further north and east.
East.
Right, I'm
counting
here. Of the mountains.
Here. Of and
the mountains,
you're coming
right across from
Rock
Walgreens.
Rimmon and Ute Park, where do you come from if you're coming from the north or the east?
You're going to be turning, it's right across the street from Walgreens, just a little bit further.
Yep, yeah, off the peak of that Ute Park.
An eighth of a mile. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Very close.
So it's up at the northwest end of town. Again, the address is 1910 Vindicator Drive. And share with me in these first students that graduated, 10 of them, these are individuals that go in and perform the procedures on everybody. I mean, my wife goes there. You have an entire clinic right down the street.
They don't all work for me. In fact, they all got jobs at other med spas, which is what they wanted. So it's
absolutely
my job to train them, and then they can get internships at my med spa so that they are more hireable upon getting certified and have actual experience in the real world while they were going to school.
So 10 separate individuals started a part-time and full-time career just based right out of the school.
That's it.
That's fantastic.
Exactly. And that's my
huge
goal. The more that I graduate and they get jobs right off the bat, the better, you know. So we want to give them high quality education, instruction, training. They get licensed. We help them every step of the way. We make sure they pass their boards, and then they go in the world and, you know, start their professional journey in the aesthetics world.
And that's amazing, because right now with inflation, I don't know the exact reason, but there's been such an explosive growth over the last 10 years in the Pikes Peak region in Colorado Springs in a lot of these aesthetic and health spas and stuff like that.
Yep.
But then in the last 40 years, we've seen such an expansion in dentistry and stuff where teeth is more important to people. Do you have any clue why that is? I mean,
it's interesting. Aesthetics, people have always made time and budget for aesthetics, even during World War II and during the Great Depression. Did you know that that's when Revlon had their number one lipstick, Cherries in the Snow, launched Revlon to the top?
Yeah,
during
it's
the Great
amazing
Depression, because we will always make time and room for something that just makes us feel confident. And for some people, it might be skin. Some people, it might be your teeth. Some people, it all depends. But when you feel good about yourself, you then produce good and you then perform well. And then you feeling good inside from within actually permeates every other part of your life.
And that is
and there's a healthy, balanced way to do it. But
important. I mean, adding to that, the story of Revlon, I just found out this last week that during the Great Depression in the 30s is when Walt Disney came to light. And it wasn't a need. Lipstick, please don't hit me, isn't a need.
No, it's a want.
A want.
Yeah.
And same with Disney and lightheartedness. So right now, as we're in this time, I'm talking about inflationary hedges and stuff. If you have any curiosity for you, for an adult child, a daughter, a neighbor, a relative, get them out to this open house right now, because it's a certified school. You can win a scholarship. And tell one more time the address.
It is 1910 Vindicator Drive, Suite 100.
And it goes on from when today?
11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay, so if you're listening, the show ends at 9. You go down there. There's going to be treats. There's going to be booths.
There's going to be giveaways, raffles, samples of skincare products, lip products, face products, and giveaways also, because we're the same owners of Springs Body Sculpting. There's going to be giveaways for our medical spa for professional treatments in our med spa as well. We're giving away some Botox. We're giving away packages for body contour, skin rejuvenation. So there's quite a few opportunities for giveaway and prizes for those that decide to show up and come.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. It's so amazing, Kelsey, that this couldn't have worked out perfect for you to be here in the studio from 8 to 9 and then go right down to your school. Make sure, if you've got any questions at all, call me at 719-330-1457. When you go down there, tell all of the staff that Kelsey and Jay Garvin sent you. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to finish the conversation about what you can do, what we collectively can do to hedge this inflation and the increased prime interest rates with your credit cards and your home equity loans and the pressures of everything going up as far as expense. What are the specific course of action that you can do to prepare yourself, prepare your family moving forward? And call me, 719-330-1457. One of those ways to fix it is to do a debt consolidation refinance. I would love to help you with that or your next purchase loan. Or just get signed up for my next investment property class coming this Tuesday, the 22nd of August at 6:30 p.m. Investment Property Ownership 201. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
When we got no choice, all the girls and boys making all that noise, 'cause they found new toys. Well, we can't salute ya.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pop you up.
Wrap it up. I'll take it. Wrap it up. I'll take it.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. What an amazing conversation with Kelsey. If you've not met Kelsey, I am personally going up there to the open house at her school. If you didn't listen to the last segment, there's an open house at 1910 Vindicator Drive. It is a occupational esthetician school. If one of your family members, your adult daughter, your relatives, your neighbors are looking to expand into another career, this is a certified school in Colorado Springs. It's going to have a ribbon-cutting ceremony with the mayor, and you just may see me if you go up there with my family. So give me a buzz at 719-330-1457. It's at 11 a.m. today on Saturday, if you're listening, to 2 p.m. Sunday, sorry you missed it, but you can still hear Kelsey next month. I'm finishing your and my conversation the last 9 minutes on why has the interest rate in your credit card, in your car loan, in your line of equity, in your installment loan, and even in your home equity line mortgage, your second mortgage, and your first mortgage that I help you with as a licensed loan originator, it's because of inflation. And I said before the last segment that this is because during the pandemic, which I'm not going to get into the conversation of the reality of COVID-19, but the byproduct was that businesses, schools, and everything in between were shut down and restricted. So our government felt compelled, all part of a connected reaction or plan, if you want to refer to it as that, to give stimulus money, which is a simple way of saying they printed money, over $4 trillion, and flooded our economy with excess money, but then restrictive economic access. People weren't realistically flying around the country. They weren't flying around the world. I experienced that this summer when we went to Mexico, when everybody was there. Europe, especially Italy, is crowded now because 3 years of trips were postponed or delayed. And money lost its value because we printed so much of it. Then on top of that, just simply a fact with the economic decisions that were made to decrease traditional energy, oil, natural gas production, distribution in the United States to be replaced with alternative energy, we started to get inflation more expensive. You restrict wood and the harvesting out of the Washington state forests, lumber's going to go from $14 a sheet of plywood, or what we call OSB, up to $57. So we still have an excess amount of money, even though you and I do not have it anymore. There's an excess amount of institutional money out there at the state levels, at the government agency levels, at big corporate America levels, and that has brought us up to unbelievably high inflation rates, folks. And I don't have to tell you anything new, but in 2022, for the first time in almost 40 years, we had inflation in 2022 that hit 8%. Prior to that, to have an 8% inflation in 1 year, it was all the way back since 1981, 40 years. So if you're a 35-year-old young professional, you don't even know what inflation's like. Congratulations and welcome. Now you do. You know that your renter's insurance or your homeowner's insurance went up 100% from $900 a year to $1,800 a year. The cost of a car, the cost of a gallon of gas. And this is the cost of groceries going from $1 to $4 for a dozen eggs or more. But the reality is, just a side note on this, is not only once in the late 70s was there a reconstruction of how inflation is calculated to water it down for the federal agencies reporting it, but also in the 90s through Clinton and the first Bush, they changed what was included in inflation as well. And if you adjust our inflation last year at 8%, if you were to compare that to 1990 or 1980, that would literally be 11 or 14% respectively. And that's what inflation was back in 1980. It was 13.5%. And before that, 1979, it was 11%. We had another spike back in 74 when Carter was getting into office at 11%. His entire presidency of Jimmy Carter from 1976 to 1980 was literally 9%, 6%, 7%, 11%. And now what we have in 2021, the monster started to rear its ugly head. When through the entire year, inflation was 4.7%, 1% at the beginning of the year, and it was as high as 7% at the end of the year. And this is when the administration said that inflation was transitory. And year to date, folks, we are still at a 4.8% average interest rate. This last month, we did report a 3% inflation, but in January, it was as high as 6.4. The fact of the matter is what do I forecast going in? Well, there's going to be one more guaranteed Fed fund rate and prime interest rate increase. That means your car loans, your mortgages are going to go up to 7.5%. Your car loans are going to go up to 8-9%. Your line of equities are going to be at 9-10%. And your credit cards, folks, if you have a credit card balance over $10,000, whether you own your house or not, you need to call me immediately at 719-330-1457. That's your next action, because you are paying 30% for your credit cards. And the biggest takeaway that I want you to know is that we are in the final phase of taming inflation. I'm not sad that all interest rates are going up. I'm glad, because after every single spike in interest rates, we get a recession and then we get the settling of more affordable rates and a slower economy and a balance of our inflation. What can you do? You can get your unsecured debt under control. Don't go buy another widget. Use your money like I have this specific day to go ahead and hedge all of your debt and eliminate it. I am, as I'm speaking to you folks, learning by example. I had a line of equity that went from 3.7% to 9.7%. So don't stick your head in the sand. Find out what debt you have. Call me at 719-330-1457 to get rid of it, eliminate your anxiety, and like I state at the end of every show, just go and grow. Tell someone close that you love them. Help them out. Pay it forward. Because as hard as this may seem to some or as mundane to others, you can't take the mortgages, the interest rates, the line of credits, or the credit cards with you. You only have your health, your family, your memories, and your loved ones. So give me a call, 719-330-1457. Go down to the open house with Kelsey Salmon. It's from 11 to 2 today in the northwest part of town. And sign up for my investment property class this Tuesday, the 22nd of August at 6:30 p.m. Investment Property 201, following a path to investment property ownership. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Now I'm not talking about excessive greed, the kind that puzzle describes and Pharisees. I don't worship it like a golden calf, but change in my pocket is always good for a laugh.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
A ditto, spending money to burn, money that you did not necessarily earn. Rainy days seem to wind up sunny, long as you got a little spending.